There are fears that Australians are likely to have been caught up in the latest wave of cyber attacks to strike the giant technology company Sony. The hacking group is claiming to have broken into the Sony Pictures website and stolen the personal information of more than 1 million users. The group is calling itself Laughing at Your Security, and it says it was far too easy to hack into Sony and that Sony was asking for it. It comes not long after Sony finally managed to put its PlayStation store back online following an earlier cyber attack. Michael Atkin prepared this report.
They were asking for it.
That's the message that will send a chill down the spine of the 1 million Sony users who have had their personal information stolen. A hacking group called Lulsec, which stands for Laughing at Your Security, has broken into the Sony Pictures website.
Share prices continued to tumble.
Lehman Brothers was forced to declare itself bankrupt.
The largest single point drop.
It shouldn't have been a surprise, because last week the group tweeted,
"We're working on another Sony operation. This is the beginning of the end for Sony."
After that warning, and the April hack of its PlayStation network, Professor Matthew Warren says Sony should have been prepared. He's an expert in cybersecurity with Deakin University.
A major oversight, especially with the situation following on from Sony's PlayStation network, you know, the data was stolen of 77 million accounts. You would have expected that there would have been a full review of all of Sony's infrastructure. Something as simple as hiring, you know, organizations trying to take penetration tests, where an organization pretends to be a hacker and would go through these simple types of attacks, would have identified this vulnerability.
The hacking group Lulsec released a statement saying getting into the Sony system was primitive.
Why do you put such faith in a company that allows itself to become open to these simple attacks? What's worse is that every bit of data we took wasn't encrypted. Sony stored over 1 million passwords of its customers in plain text, which means it's just a matter of taking it. This is disgraceful and insecure.
Professor Matthew Warren agrees it was too easy.
A very simple attack called an SQR injection. What that simply is you inject malicious code into an online database to exploit it. They've also disclosed people's email addresses and passwords. Now, one of the issues here is that people often commonly use the same password for a number of accounts, so it opens a whole number of issues there for those users whose information's been disclosed.
He believes Australians will be amongst those who have had their personal information stolen. Sony has said they are looking into the hack, but has so far declined to comment. Meanwhile, Sony is not the only company dealing with a major hacking incident. The FBI is investigating Google's accusations that China was behind a cyber attack on its Gmail service. Information was allegedly stolen from hundreds of people, including senior US officials. US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the allegations are very serious.
Google informed the State Department of this situation yesterday in advance of its public announcement. These allegations are very serious. We take them seriously. We're looking into them.
But China has rejected the accusation that it was behind the Google hacking. Hong Lei is the spokesman for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
The so-called allegation that the Chinese government supports hacking attacks is completely fabricated with ulterior motives.
That's Hong Lei, China's spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And the World Today did call Sony Australia for comment, but the company has not returned our calls.